We could spend all day saying thank you to everyone who supports WSHU with financial contributions. I'm Ada Usenlar, and one way I say thank you is by reporting to help you stay connected and informed. Your financial support is the lifeblood of the WSHU newsroom and reporting from NPR and the BBC. Thank you for making this trusted resource available to our community. We're expanding our world together.
You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news and culture update from the Long Island Sound region. Suffolk officials sound the alarm on what they believe to be drone activity near the Hamptons. Senator Blumenthal plans to reintroduce the Kids Online Safety Act this session. The U.S. government confirms an area of Hampton Bays does in fact belong to the Shinnecock tribe, plus a new law in New York bans selling some clothing that contains PFAS chemicals. Those stories and more are ahead. I'm Sabrina Garone. Suffolk County officials are tightening security at Gabreski Airport in West Hampton Beach due to so-called unauthorized drone activity in the area. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio reports.
Police are rolling out new drone detection technology to find and follow drones operating near the airport. Suffolk County Sheriff Errol Toulon says dozens of drones were spotted over the last few weeks in or near restricted airspace.
Unauthorized drones can not only disrupt the usual airport functions, but also the military operations that take place here. In addition, drones can be used maliciously, which raises serious concerns about security and potential threats.
Toulon says shooting down the drones isn't an option due to safety concerns. But he says he'll pursue penalties that could result in prison time and hefty fines. Suffolk County Executive Ed Romaine says he wants the FAA and the FBI to open a federal investigation into the drone activity. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut says he plans to reintroduce his bill to protect kids online this session. WSHU's Molly Ingram reports.
Blumenthal first introduced the Kids Online Safety Act in February 2022. It overwhelmingly passed the Senate last summer, but House Speaker Mike Johnson refused to call it to a vote, citing free speech concerns. Blumenthal says the bill poses no threat to the First Amendment and that he'll reintroduce it this session.
The dangers of social media are no less now than they were in the last session, and we need to pass the Kids Online Safety Act to give parents tools and young people controls, so that addictive, destructive content on bullying, eating disorders, self-harm can be stopped.
The legislation has support from Elon Musk, the owner of X, and a member of President-elect Donald Trump's inner circle. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
The U.S. Department of Interior has confirmed that Westwood's property in Hampton Bays belongs to the Shinnecock Tribal Nation. WSHU's Janice Roman has more.
The Bureau of Indian Affairs officially confirmed the property is registered to the Shinnecock, which reaffirms the nation's sovereignty. The classification of the property was questioned after the town of Southampton filed a lawsuit against the tribe over the construction of a travel plaza on the property. The tribe trustees say this determination dispels any misconceptions, and moving forward, they will review any concerns about the property. Southampton Council member Mike Iacilli released a statement urging the other members to consider a government-to-government partnership. He says given the determination, the town should reassess its approach that brought legal action. Janice Roman, WSHU News.
Did you know that PFAS, or forever chemicals, can actually be found in your clothing? A new law in New York looks to limit that. That story's coming up.
Local support for After All Things comes from Connecticut Orthopedic Institute, helping patients maximize movement with an experienced team of orthopedic surgeons providing advanced, innovative care. CTOrthoInstitute.org.
When it comes to classical music tastes, WSHU has something for everyone to enjoy. Baroque, classical, romantic, modern, even reaching back to Renaissance and early music. It's here for you on WSHU every day, Monday through Friday, and weekends too, starting at noon Saturday and all day Sunday on 91.1 WSHU FM and online at WSHU.org.
Long Island's second largest nursing home has filed for bankruptcy. Cold Spring Hills Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation says the move will give it breathing room to pay down more than $50 million in debt. The home in Woodbury cares for more than 300 residents. Weight loss drug prescriptions were up in both Connecticut and New York last year, according to insurance claims data provided to Axios. GLP-1s, a hormone that regulates blood sugar, appetite, and digestion, are the active ingredient in drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy. Prescriptions in Connecticut increased by 12% and in New York by 15%. Hartford, Connecticut had 22 homicides in 2024. That's down from 36 in 2023 and 40 in 2022. Police credit recent violent crime arrests and a new law that requires higher cash bail for serious gun offenses. The New York Attorney General's office is recusing itself as the state investigates the death of an inmate at Marcy Correctional Facility in December. Jung Yoon Han with the New York Public News Network reports.
State authorities had been investigating 13 correctional officers and one nurse over the death of Robert Brooks. Body camera footage released by Attorney General Letitia James's office revealed he was beaten by staff at the Oneida County facility on December 9th and died the following day. The Attorney General's office, which was overseeing the investigation, is now recusing itself because four of those corrections officers are currently being defended by its office's lawyers for different cases. James says the decision is to uphold the integrity of the investigation.
Even the possibility or mere appearance of a conflict could tie up a potential prosecution in lengthy legal challenges.
James has appointed Onondaga County District Attorney William Fitzpatrick to take over the investigation. In Albany, I'm Jung Yoon Han with the New York Public News Network.
New York has banned the buying and selling of certain clothing that contains PFAS, also known as forever chemicals. Natalie Abruzzo has more on the law that went into effect on January 1st.
The new apparel PFAS law is meant to protect consumers from exposure to hazardous chemicals, which have been linked to reproductive health issues, developmental delays in children, and some cancers. The bill passed in 2022, which gave businesses that sell products with PFAS chemicals in them time to understand the changes in the law and plan for the implementation this year. Types of clothing included in the bill are used for everyday, formal, and leisure wear for all ages, such as shirts, pants, dresses, as well as onesies, bibs, and diapers, to name a few on the list. Kate Donovan is the Northeast Director of Environmental Health and Senior Attorney with the National Resources Defense Council. She says exposure to PFAS can occur through skin contact.
PFAS in apparel in particular is certainly a concern because we certainly don't want to be wearing pieces of clothing with toxic chemicals on them.
Donovan's team and state officials will be working to pass additional PFAS consumer bills in 2025. They cover textiles, home goods, personal care, and hygiene products. Donovan says the use of PFAS is a life cycle problem, from manufacturing to its disposal.
I think that's the main reason we are concerned about the use of PFAS in consumer products is that we really need to stop using PFAS. We have to turn the tap off to it.
New York will implement additional bans on PFAS in outdoor apparel over the next few years. California and Colorado have similar bans on PFAS in apparel and textiles that also went into effect at the beginning of the year. In Corning, I'm Natalie Abruzzo for the New York Public News Network.
For the latest news from the Long Island Sound region, listen to us on the radio, stream at WSHU.org, or download the WSHU app. After All Things is supported by Hartford Healthcare. And whether it's news, classical music, or podcasts like this one, it's all made possible with support from our listeners. So as always, thank you so much for listening and for sharing this podcast with your family and friends. I'm Sabrina Garone. Enjoy the rest of your day and have a wonderful weekend. I'll speak to you on Monday. Thank you.